Having gathered some information already, you start wandering around the market. Being surrounded by buildings with intricate architecture, half-timber designs, and the wooden huts of the market makes the experience magical. It's almost like being transported back in time. As you continue to wander, you finally happen upon the Christmas tree. There is a temporary replica of the star placed upon it, and this jerks you back to the reality from your sweet reverie. The real crown of this Christmas tree is still missing, and you need to find it. As you walk closer, you notice that there is a pretty-looking plaque thanking some of the city's donors for their generosity. It seems some of the residents of the city have donated the ornaments that decorate this tree. How nice of the citizens to be willing to give, and of the city to recognize them. Just as you are admiring the tree and the plaque next to it, a wonderfully sweet aroma almost grips you like a gentle warm hug and pulls you towards it like the strongest magnet imaginable. You locate the source and your legs take you there without giving it a second thought. A twisty, soft-looking dough with a crunchy outside layer which is kind of looking like a chimney. That smell of caramelized sugar and deliciously baked dough is impossible to resist. There is an apprentice in the stall, and you watch him for a moment as he practices dough twisting onto the typical mold. He's experimenting with the technique, sometimes from the left, sometimes from the right, sometimes clockwise, sometimes anti-clockwise. But after a couple of tries, you see that he gets the hang of it and the chimney cakes start piling up to his left. The owner of the business, Gabor, invites you to step up to the stall with a big smile and tells you all about his family business handed down to him by his grandfather, who moved here from Hungary over 80 years ago. You talk for a while, munching on a faulty chimney cake, which broke as it came out of the oven. Then you casually bring up the missing Christmas star in the conversation. In spite of the oven still emanating heat, you can feel the temperature drop in the stall. Gabor immediately becomes hesitant as he tries to steer the conversation in a different direction. He invites you to try your hand at dough twisting with his apprentice, James. Then he just disappears. The boy barely looks at you, just shows you once how to do it, then starts handing you bits of dough that you now have to roll into chimneys. Before he goes back to making more dough, he says to you, "I hear you're searching for the person who stole the star. Working here, you hear things through the grapevine. I don't know about everyone, but I know for a fact that one of the ornament donors has to be innocent. Maybe you can ponder that while you work on making the dough strips. Time to get preparing the chimney cakes.